Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning, praise the Lord. It is good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Let's open our Bible in Psalms 100. Psalms 100. Serve with gladness. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generation. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Let us give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, O God, our gracious and heavenly Father, we humbly come before you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us to have eternal life. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your great love to us, to our family, and to this church, O God. Lord, we thank you for the trials, for the circumstances that we are facing, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that you teach us to be still and know that you are God, that will deliver us from any lies of the devil, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the answered prayers. We thank you, Lord, for providing our daily bread, our daily needs, O Lord. Lord, we thank you for the strength that you give us day by day, O Lord. We thank you, Lord. We adore you and we magnify your name, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Let us confess our sins. Let us renounce our mistakes, our wrongdoings. Lord, we humble ourselves unto you, O God. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive our sins. Forgive our unfaithfulness, O Lord, our wrongdoings. Our wrong decisions, Lord, our laziness, forgive us, O Lord God. Cleanse us, Lord, purify us from all unrighteousness, O Lord. Lord, hear our prayer, O God. Lord, bring us back to you, O Lord, to do your will, O Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you died on the cross for our sins, so that we will be forgiven, O Lord God. Lord, we thank you for the forgiveness. We commit our lives unto you, Lord, to do your will. Lord, thank you. Let your will be done in our lives, O God. In the name of Jesus. Let us now come and ask God our personal requests and petition. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your promises, that you will listen to the voice of our petition and our request, O God. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Listen to our petition. And in your faithfulness and righteousness, O Lord, relieve us, O God. Yes, Lord, we thank you. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. Let us pray for our family, husband, wife, children, parents, and siblings. Lord, we thank you for the family, our family, O Lord. We pray for your protection to each family in this congregation, O Lord God. Lord, we pray, bless each family. Provide everyone's need, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the husband, Lord. Help them to lead their family, O Lord God, to train them in righteousness, O Lord God. We pray for your protection on them, Lord. Bless them and fill them with your wisdom and discernment, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the wife to be submissive to your word and to her husband. Protect the wife, Lord, and give them wisdom to teach their children about righteousness. Fill them, Lord, with your love, that they will do your will, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, for the children to obey their parents. Give them a humble heart, O Lord. inculcate in their mind, O God, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Bless these children, Lord God, and protect them from any lies of the devil in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, for our brothers and sisters. Help them, Lord, protect them to stand in your truth, O Lord God. Lord, bless my brothers and sisters, O Lord God. We pray also for our parents, O Lord. Help them, Lord God, and give them strength that comes from you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for our job, the place where we are working. We thank you, Lord, for this job that you've given. Thank you, Lord God, for these blessings, O Lord. It's a blessing to us and to our family. Lord, we thank you. Protect our job and bless our company, O Lord God. Bless also our employer, O Lord God, Jesus. Lord, we pray that our salary to be received on time so that we can give what is due to you, Lord God, to give our tithes and offering, Lord. Lord, we pray, bless everyone's job. Bless everybody's company, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for our brothers and sisters in need. Lord, we lift up unto you our brothers and sisters who are in need, Lord. Lord, we pray, Lord God, meet their needs, Lord. Whatever the needs are, if they're sick, heal them, O Lord God. If they're in trouble, Lord, we lift them up to you, Lord God. Lord, we pray, do wonders and miracles, O Lord, into their lives, O God. Lord, we entrust them unto you, Lord. Deliver them from any harm, from any lies of the devil, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for our neighbors, relatives, friends, colleagues to be saved. Lord, we lift unto you our neighbors, Lord God, our relatives, our friends, our colleagues who don't know you, Lord. We pray, Lord, save them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, stretch out your hands, O Lord, and do miracles in their lives, O Lord Jesus. Lord, use us, O Lord God, to evangelize to them, Lord. Hallelujah, yes, O Lord God, refill us once again, Lord, with your Holy Ghost, O Lord God, to go on and do the work of yours, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for UEE and the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, in Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for favor from God that we will be provided for logistic needs, offices, and documents needed. Lord, we thank you for these places, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your greatness and faithfulness to the life of my brothers and sisters in these places, Lord. Lord, we pray, Lord Jesus, give us favor, Lord. Whatever logistic need we have, we trust you, Lord, that you will provide for us in the name of Jesus. We pray for your protection, Lord Jesus, throughout these places. Prepare, Lord, whatever offices, people's needed. Lord, we pray, Lord, you will provide, Lord God. We pray, Lord, for those in authority to know you as their personal Savior and Lord. Lord, we commit ourselves to be a good citizen, to preach your word, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, reveal yourself, Lord Jesus, through vision and dreams. Stretch out your hands, Lord, and do wonders and miracles, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the church to grow, Lord. For all the ministries of the church, we pray for more workers to be added, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord. Refill us with your Holy Ghost, O Lord God. Baptize us with your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. Help us to fulfill the vision of your church, Lord God, to multiply, to share your word to the people, Lord. Help us, Lord God, to plant more Bible studies. We pray, Lord, whatever gift, tenants we needed, Lord, we pray you will provide, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Lord God, bless our worship today, Lord. Anoint the songs. Anoint the giving. Anoint the prayer, Lord. Anoint the message. We pray, Lord, for the recordings to use it mightily, Lord God, to the people and to the rest of this congregation. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Let's all stand and let's join our voices together in praising the Lord.
Our heart. Lord God. We come to your presence today, O Lord God, and we welcome you, Lord, in our midst. We know, God, that you are here this place before we are coming here. O Lord, we pray, Father God, that we can meet you, O Lord, face to face at this time as we worship you. Thank you, O God, for what you have promised, O Lord God, that all things are possible to those who believe. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O Lord. Let's praise him. All things are possible. Thank you, O Lord God. Truly, Lord God, We come into your presence and we be still, O Lord God. O my soul, be still in the presence of the Lord and know that He is God. O be still in the presence of the Lord. The Holy One is here. Let's sing this prayer for you.
Thank you.
Let us collect our tithes and offering. Open your Bibles in Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your love, for your faithfulness to us and to our family. Lord, thank you for providing our daily needs, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for these tithes and offerings and first fruits of my brothers and sisters. Lord, we pray, Lord, bless it. Lord, and open the windows of heaven and pour out so much blessings that there's no enough room to receive it, Lord God. Lord, we thank you. We magnify your name, O Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray, use these tithes and offerings and first fruits to reach the lost, Lord God, and for the glory of your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. And now, Israel, what does the Lord, thy God, require of thee? But to fear the Lord, thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before in the name of Jesus. We thank you for grace and your mercy, O God. Thank you for this time that you give us, that we will listen to your word and to know your will, and to understand think in the way that you ordained it for us to pass through. I pray, Lord, you help us and guide us and lead us as a church, as workers, individual members and families, parents, O God, and with having different ministries, help each and every one of us to understand the importance of feeling it, to understand the situation of life around us and why things are going on, that you are teaching us lessons and guiding us with your will. Oh God, I pray that the message will be a blessing to your church and your people, and to help them and guide them to understand your will and the good plan that you have for each and every one of them. We thank and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray. In this name, amen and amen. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 28 say, wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Christ died for our sin, and through his work on the cross, we become part of God's kingdom. And that's why God called us to serve him and to fear him and to walk in the way that he wants us to pass through. Apostle Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 17, he say, honor all men, respect for all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the King. He reminding us with things Apostle Peter here, men to be honored, respected, brethren need to be loved, authorities and king and government need to be honored and submitted to, but God needed to be feared. We need to fear God in our life. In the Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 1 to verse 5, learning about the fear of God, my son, we need to teach our children the fear of God. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hidden treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. As we read the word of God, accept it, apply it in our life, and walk on the word of God, we will understand, we will adopt the fear of God in our life and what God wants from us to do and how to live our life also for Him. In the book of Jonah, we can read Jonah chapter 1. Jonah was called by God, but he ran away, and God brought judgment and discipline on him. And we will read verse 9 and 10. Jonah chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. And he said unto them, when they were questioning him, because he was in the ship and there was a strong wind, and you know the story, and the ship was around to destroy, you know. They cast lot, and the lot fell on Jonah, and they asked him what had happened. And he said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, why hast thou done this? For the man knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Here we have read that Jonah, he said to them in verse 9, he said, and I fear the Lord. But in what he did and what he had caused, he did not fear God. Many who say we fear God, but their life, the sin they are doing, and when they are, how they are living their life, does not show that they are fearing God. And you know, finally, when there was no other way, but they have to take him and throw him in the sea. You know, that is the judgment that God brought on Jonah, to remind him that he need to fear God. And in verse 16, what happened after they throw him? Because there's no other way. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vows. With what had happened, had caused those people with him, after they throw him, and things go well after that, they start to fear their Lord. But when God brings judgment, discipline, and hardship and trial in your life, not only for you, but even to the people who are around you, God would teach them, you know, a lesson to fear God. God needs to be feared. Hallelujah. You know, when God disciplined David and the Israelites, when David counted the men, and God sent a pestilence on them, he sent on them a plague. And it mentioned that David was not able to reach the altar of God in Gibeah because he was afraid of God. We read that in 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 28 to 30. At that time when David saw the Lord had answered him in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, then he sacrificed there for the tabernacle of the Lord which Moses made in the wilderness and the altar of the burnt offering were at that season in the high place at Gibeon. But David could not go before it to inquire of God, for he was afraid because of the sword of the angel of the Lord, the fear of God. God brings judgment, discipline, trial, hardship, so that he will cause us to tremble and to be afraid of him. Even in the New Testament, in Acts chapter 5, when God, let's see what God did with Ananias and Sapphira, and that caused his people, his church, to be seized with fear. We need to fear God. Hallelujah. We need to fear the Lord, you know. In Acts 5, verse 1 to 11, but a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, saw the possession and kept back part of the prize, his wife also being privy to it. And he brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sought, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all them that hear these things. And the young man arose, wound him up, and carried him out and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether ye sold the land for so much? And she said, yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young man came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as hear these things. God allows such calamities, such hardship, such judgment, even in the life of his church, in order to bring his fear upon the people of him. In the book of Hosea chapter 3 verse 5, when the Israelites went away from God and started to sin, and God brought judgment on them. That is read when he brought the judgment on them, what was the outcome of it? Afterward shall the children of Israel return and seek the Lord their God and David their king, and shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days. When God brings judgment, judgment will bring troubles, and the troubles will bring suffering, and the sufferings will bring humility, and the humility will bring repentance. And during the judgment of God, when people repent and come back to the Lord, because that judgment had brought the fear of God in the life of his people. The fear of God. You know, these all scriptures help us to understand what is going on around us. Speaking more about the fear of God, you know, Joseph, when he, how he dealt with his brother, he dealt with them in such a way when his brother, those who sold him, and they came to Egypt, he treated them as spies. And, you know, and he makes to them something that he put them in a prison, he had arrested them, and he told them, in the book of Genesis, chapter 42, and verse 18, book of Genesis 42, verse 18, and Joseph said unto them the third day, this do, and live, for I fear God. What he told them to do? He told them, I will keep one of you, and he kept Simeon, and he told them to go back and bring his brother Benjamin with them, and they will not see him unless they bring Benjamin with them. He told them in this verse, he said, this do, and live for I fear God. Joseph, what he asked from them, he asked something from them difficult. He was, you know, he was squeezing them. He was squeezing them. And you know, what he did to them was something painful. But why he did it? He told them, for I fear God. He needed to test them whether they are repenting or no. That he needed to prove if they are responsible or accountable or not yet. And you know, when he was fearing God, he did like this. I believe Joseph was not happy with what he did. I mean, from inside, he loved his brothers. But because he feared God, he needed to do that to squeeze him so that they will repent and come back to God. And what had happened, you know, when Joseph did like this, when he squeezed his brothers, they came to Jacob, and Jacob does not want to let Benjamin to go with them to Egypt. Why Jacob does not like Benjamin to go with them? Because Benjamin was the son of Rachel, and also Rachel, she is the wife that he favored. So God, when he was disciplining the brothers of Joseph, and because Joseph feared God, the discipline of God extends also to Jacob, and to judge him, to judge the sin of favoritism, favoring Benjamin over the rest of his brethren. He does not want to send him, but he wanted to keep him safe beside him. But finally, you know, because of the famine, Jacob also was squeezed, and he was forced by God to send Benjamin back to Egypt. We see here the fear of God. Certain time we are called by the fear of God to do certain things we don't like to do, but because we fear God, we need to do it. And praise God, the brethren of Joseph and Jacob, his father, all get repented. They were tested and they were found accountable that, you know, we can read the story. You can read the story in the book of Genesis 42 to 46. You can read how the that fear of God in the life of Joseph had brought that repentance in the life of his father and in the life of his also brethren. You know, there are certain people who does not fear God. There are certain people, they will continue to sin and not to fear God. We read in the book of Romans chapter 3 and verse 18. The Bible speaks about them. There is no fear of God before their eyes. There are people who does not fear God, and they will continue to sin and do the wrongdoing. But those who fear God, there are people who fear, there are people who repent. And when they will repent, they will rebuke those who does not fear God. You know, the good example of that, those who repent because they fear God and they rebuke others, is the thief on the cross. In the book of Luke, chapter 23, and verse 40, when that thief repented, he not only believed in God, but he rebuked the other thief who did not fear God, you know. So here we can differentiate. Those who fear God, they will rebuke and they will discipline those who does not fear God. How God will impart His fear? Through judgment, through trials, through hardship, as we had given this example, and also in Luke chapter 5 and verse 26, when the Lord healed the man who was paralyzed, and he was brought by people on a mat, and when that man healed, we can read in verse 26, when Jesus healed that man in Luke 5 verse 26, and they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen strange things today." You know, when God did this miracle, they started to fear God. When God, see, listen here, when God do miracles in your life, not that for you to go and boast. No. He is doing miracles in your life so that you will fear Him. And listen to this, He is doing good things and miracles for you, not because you are good. Don't boast. He is doing good things for you because He is good and He wants you to fear Him and He wants you to walk in His way. Hallelujah. Let's continue. Let's continue to speak about the fear of God. Hallelujah. You know, in the book of Joshua, chapter 4, when Joshua, they crossed the Jordan River, God dried the Jordan River, you know. He opened and let them pass on a dry land. And Joshua took the stone, 12 stone, and he got 12 stone from the Jordan River, and he pitched them in Gilgal, on the opposite side. Listen to this story. Let's read it. Joshua chapter 4 and verse 19-24. And the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and encamped in Gilgal, in the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, "When your children shall ask their father in time to come, saying, 'What mean these stones? Then ye shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over the Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dry up the waters of Jordan from before you, and ye were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us, and we were gone over, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever." Why God did this miracle? So everyone will know, everyone will hear the mighty hand of God and His power, and they will fear God, the next generation, the whole world. And even for us today, you know, John the Baptist spoke about these stones in Matthew chapter 3, when he was baptizing. Matthew chapter 3 verse 8. Matthew 3 verse 9. John the Baptist spoke about this stone, the stone that Joshua pitched in Gilgal. John the Baptist spoke about him. He told him, and think not to say within yourself, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you, that God is able of these stones to raise up children into Abraham. John the Baptist reminding them about what God did to their forefathers so they'll be able to cross and get the promised land. And he told them, God can make out of these stones people to worship him. And here, to impart the fear of God to them. And even today, I remind you and I admonish you that all the good things that God had done to you and had healed you, the reason behind that is that you will fear God and you will walk in his ways. In Malachi chapter 4, verse 2 and 3, he say, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall, and ye shall tread upon the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. So as we fear God, the healing of God will come to us, and we will be able to handle our enemies and those wicked people. And you know, we can read also in Malachi chapter 3, verse 16 to verse 18. Speak about those who fear God, how God would distinguish them, how God would distinguish us from others. Then they that fear the Lord spake on one to another, and the Lord hearkened and hear it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear the Lord, and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, say the Lord of hosts, that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spare his own son that saved him, that he shall return and descend between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that saved him not. As we fear God, as we be in his presence, as we love him, as we serve him, God will listen to what we speak. God is listening, will listen to those who fear God, what they are speaking, what they are pondering, and he will make us his own people. And he will spare us the troubles, and he will make differentiate us from others who does not fear the Lord. I will read you these things in conclusion about the fear of God. Christ died on the cross for our sins, and with that we receive eternal life and become part of God's kingdom. Therefore, let us thank God, serve him and fear him. Receiving God's word, keeping them and applying them in your life will impart wisdom and makes you understand and adapt yourself to live in the fear of the Lord. The tempest and the hard trials that God allows in your life is a form of discipline and a reminder for you that you need to put in your mind that God needed to be feared. The judgment of God on you is a teaching for you and to others around you that God needed to be feared. The great judgment of God on his people who sin against him is to restrain them and to impart the fear of God on those who miss the way. For almost always, God's discipline and judgment to bring the fear of God in the life of his people. To move away from God, that will bring judgment on you, and judgment will bring suffering, and the suffering humility, and humility repentance, that will bring you back to God and makes you return to him. All this will take place because the trial and discipline of God is accompanied by the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the reason to push you to discipline others and to squeeze them in such a manner so they will fear God and will go back to Him. Even if you are not happy or comfortable to take the measures to discipline others, but the fear of God will be the one to drive you and push you to be willing to obey God and do it even if that painful to your heart. Put in your mind that those who fear God will respond to the discipline and the punishment of God to bring them to repentance, and they will be bold to rebuke those who do not fear God. Put in your mind that when God will do miracle in your life, the purpose of Him for such is that you would fear Him and start to walk in His ways and not to boast. Don't think that God does such miracle in your life because you are good or you are special. No, it is only because He is good, and that is for you to start to fear God. Therefore, I remind you today to remember all the good things that God did to you and admonish you to fear Him, to obey Him, and walk in His ways. Put in your mind that as you fear God, then the heritage that we have in heaven, the eternal life, will be secured to you and to all of us who fear Him. As you fear God, then the healing of God will come to you, and you will be able to deal with your enemies. Also, be assured that as you fear God and direct your thoughts on Him, then He will be considering you His precious people, and that will spare you troubles, and God will make it clear to everyone in terms of blessings and in terms of destiny the difference between you and those who are wicked and between you and those who do not serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, O God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Let's all stand. Let us stand in the presence of God. Let us fear Him. Let us walk in His ways. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your faithfulness, Lord, unto us. Thank you, God, for your word that you give us. Thank you for your blessings. Come now to God in repentance. Confess and renounce your sin. Draw near to Him as He is calling you. Renounce all your stubbornness, wickedness, lack of fear of God. Come to the Lord and do His work and do His will. Thank you, God, for your word. I pray for fruit. I pray for repentance. I pray for people to be drawn near to you. Devil, I rebuke you. Go away from the people of God. I pray, O God, for workers to raise up in the fear of yours. Use all the trials and hardship to bring people near to you. In the name of Jesus. People near to you, O God. Touch them, change their lives, transform them. Thank you, Lord, for your people who repented, those who come back to you, Lord. Use them to reach others, to rebuke others, to disciple, to evangelize. Raise them as the workers to save you. Lord, I pray, bless the message, make it reach to the rest of the congregation and the people and the rest who need to hear this word, O God. I pray, Lord, protect this recording and use it for your glory. God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord, that your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we are not fulfilled. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah.